How rich do you want to be? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. Hey, it's Friday. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, and every Friday can be a good Friday. If you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, is Jesus a person for you or just a name? Is Jesus a friend or is he this solemn God who's real distant? Is Jesus your model for living? Is Jesus the American idol for you? Those are powerful questions, and there's questions that you need to answer. Nobody can answer those questions for you. You have to answer them yourself. And if you answer them in the affirmative that he's your model, he's your idol, he's your friend, you know him on a first-name basis, you turn to him often, you believe he's right there with you, that he carries you on your bad days, well, then you can have a good Friday. I didn't say an easy Friday. I said a good Friday. Because the first Good Friday wasn't easy for Jesus. And we still call it Good Friday because we were redeemed by his death and resurrection. All right, let's go to the scripture passage for today. We're going to go to Mark's Gospel. We're going to go to chapter 10, verse 23. The quote, "It is difficult for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God." Now, let's put it in the context, okay? The context was when that rich young man came and asked Jesus what he must do to have everlasting life. And Jesus told him, keep the commandments. He said, I did that all my life. Then he looked at him with love and he said, well, go sell what you have, give to the poor and come follow me. And the young man's face dropped because he had lots of riches and he walked away sad. Okay? So Jesus turns to his disciples and he says to them, how difficult it is for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God. Does God have anything against rich people? Is God against people having riches? No. No. Absolutely not. Jesus, you know, he had people who were rich that he befriended. The one that comes to mind right away is Zacchaeus. He was the tax collector. And once he followed Jesus, he gave a lot of his riches away. You can't help but do that. If you're a genuine follower of Jesus Christ, you're giving away stuff. You're traveling light. You don't have a lot of baggage. You're not hoarding stuff. You're not constantly talking about a rainy day like you wouldn't have anything on a rainy day, so you better... That's not the language of a genuine lover of Jesus Christ, a genuine follower of Jesus Christ. No, Jesus didn't have anything against rich people. But he knew the dangers of riches. You know the dangers of riches, don't you? Well, you know, sometimes rich people... They love things and use people instead of loving people and use things. Sometimes rich people get their priorities out of sorts. They sometimes emphasize their job or their material belongings and not their wives and their children or their husbands and their children. You know, don't you, that children can do without a lot of material comforts, but they can't do without their parents' love and presence. Sometimes rich people become greedy, absolutely greedy. You know the story about Midas. You know, everything he touched turned to gold, but that turned out to be a ruination of his life. You know, there's a lot of dangers with people being rich. They might try to buy power or influence. They might take advantage of the people who work for them. There's a lot of dangers with being rich. They may become very blind to what are the real important things in life. So Jesus is warning it. He's warning us. Be careful. Being rich is not an evil in itself, but it's fraught with lots and lots of dangers. But there's some blessings of being rich. Yes, there are. A follower of Jesus Christ who is rich can do wonderful things for the poor. can help the children be educated better, who can spend money to help with ecology, who can spend money to help with the inner city problems, who can spend money to bring about medical miracles through research. You know, I have met some very generous rich people. I have met rich people who can, as a matter of fact, use their money in a way that brings many blessings. So there's dangers being rich, and there's blessings being rich. So let's go back to the question that I asked at the very beginning of today's program. How rich do you want to be? You know, in our world, especially in the world of the United States where you and I live, I mean, wealth seems to be a goal in itself. Making money. I've had people say to me, I really can make a lot of money. I'm good at making money, I've heard people say. And I've heard parents say to their children, or educators say to a freshman in college, beginning of the freshman year, boy, you better make good grades if you want to make a lot of money, if you want to get a good job, if you want to be successful, you better make good grades. Or how about this? I've had parents say, all I want is for my children to be happy. Well, I mean, that's understandable, but isn't that risky? Don't you want them to have integrity? Don't you want them to be honest? Don't you want them to learn how to keep a commitment? Don't you want them to be compassionate? Don't you want them to give of themselves? Not to be selfish? All I want is my kids to be happy. Well, when it comes to money, how much money do you need to be happy? So when I ask you, how rich do you want to be? The second question is, what could you handle it if you were that rich? I mean, there's been show after show after show saying the people who won millions of dollars in lotteries weren't any more happy when they won the money. That the money was almost like a curse for some of them. Or a money created jealousy. Or the money created problems because they almost lost their ability to be unknown. Their phone's ringing off the hook. Can you give me money? Here's my cause. You know, they have to set up intermediaries to deal with the people who are come begging for money. Could you handle that? Could you handle a lot of riches? Would it go to your head? Would it make you greedy? Would you find that your relationship with your extended family now are tense because they're expecting you to buy them this, buy them that, do-do-do. Yeah, I think people have to be very careful what they ask for. They might get it. Especially if they think that being rich will make them happy. That's not the case. That's not the case. Riches does not buy happiness. What the three things that make us happy, genuinely happy, cannot be bought. Faith, health, and family. You can't buy faith. You can't buy your health. You can spend money on trying to keep your health good or improving your health. You can't buy health. And you can't buy a family. And you can't buy love. You can't make somebody love you because you bought them something wonderful. And you know, the real secret is being happy in the circumstances you find yourself in. That's the secret to contentment. That's the secret to following Jesus Christ. That's the secret of really holiness. That rich or poor, you're happy. Healthy or sick, you're happy. Wow. Good times and bad times, you're happy. That you have this abiding peace, this abiding joy that the world will never give, and which you have trained yourself not to let anybody take away. God does not have anything against rich people. God, as you know, places more responsibility on rich people. He calls them to a high accountability for the use of their money. It's like the gifts, the parable that Jesus tells of the man with the 10 talents and the man with the 5 talents and the one man who has only 1 talent and how they what they do with their talents? Yeah. If you have been blessed, if you're listening to me right now and you have been blessed with riches, you will be held to accountable for the way you use the money. You will need to do a lot of praying for wisdom to spend the money well. You will need a lot of praying. If you have children, you will need to do a lot of praying to make sure and sharing the good things that you have with your children, you have not made them selfish or greedy. If I had a dollar for every person who said to me this, I could have retired years ago. And here's what they said to me. You know, Father Scott, I gave my kids everything on a golden platter and my kids turned out selfish. Ooh. Father Scott, if I had to do it all over again, I would never do that. I bet you wouldn't. Who do I want you to pray for? I want you today to pray for mothers, please. Mothers, especially distressed mothers, mothers facing a difficult pregnancy, mothers who are single parent mothers, mothers who are poor. Please pray for mothers. May God bless them. Today's food for thought. Listen to this. This is so good. Neither hot heads nor cold hearts ever solved anything. Neither hot heads nor cold hearts have ever solved anything. Amen to that, right? Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Question. Who was the only person who broke all 10 commandments at one time? Answer. Moses. He dropped them. Gotcha. Want to contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. Let me know what you think of the program. Let me know you listen to the program, okay? It's so important to hear from my listeners. It gives me a great deal of a desire to keep on doing the radio show. Because you know it takes a lot of energy and a lot of time to produce these programs, to record them. Secondly, if you have any prayer intentions, let me know them. I'll storm heaven. I'll be your prayer partner. We'll ask God to really bless you and in a way that's best for you or for the one you're praying for. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. It's filled with good information. Especially, it's the only place you'll find my preaching schedule. It's the only place where people can find out where I'm preaching in case they want to hear me or they want to tell their relatives and friends who might be in the area where I'm preaching someplace in the country. Okay? Also, please help me keep my hospital for the poor open in Oaxaca, Mexico. I need your help, okay? The poverty down there is amazing. It's overwhelming, in fact. And if you can send me a check, you can make it out to TASH. I don't care the amount. TASH. You know, $10 will help 3 people have an appointment at the hospital. Make it to Tash, Inc., send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. God will bless you for that. God cannot be outdone in generosity. If you get a chance, visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord. We adore thee.